Good Wednesday. Today is November the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, soybeans on the docket today is our main topic. We're going to discuss a new learning opportunity being hosted by the Ohio Soybean Council for young producers. Also, check in with Dr. Laura Lindsay about some soybean yields this past year. We'll have all that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Julia Brown. And Julia, we want to talk about an exciting new program coming up called the Ohio Soybean Immersion Experience. Tell us a little bit more. What is it and where'd the idea come from?
Yeah, so the Immersion Experience, it really was inspired by the United Soybean Board See for Yourself Tour, where they take farmers and kind of take them around the country and even internationally to show them what the Soybean Checkoff is doing. And we decided to take that and sort of shrink it down and Ohio-fy it, we'll say. And really, we want to bring farmers in to see what the checkoff is doing at every stage of the value chain to build new demand and create new opportunities for farmers.
So when we take a look at the program, obviously a lot of things that go on in the state of Ohio that you could tap into. I guess as you've tried to draw that down into a functional program, what are some of maybe the highlights folks that would enroll would be able to experience?
Sure. So the program actually will take place over three phases. The first phase will really focus on just sort of establishing what the checkoff is, what we do. The second phase is actually a tour around the state of Ohio to different, like I mentioned, different parts of the value chain. So, for example, we are going to be visiting the new Louis Dreyfus facility up in Upper Sandusky. We're going to be visiting Marzetti down here in Central Ohio in Westerville and all of their salad dressings and kind of food production that they do and how they use soybean products and how we work with them. And then we also have another couple of stops scheduled for Benchmark Biodiesel here in Columbus, Bluegrass Farms down in Jeffersonville that do a lot of food grade production and selling, and then also Consolidated Grain and Barge down in Cincinnati, so you can get to see some of the logistics that go on down on the river. So that's kind of our tour around the state. And then we're actually partnering with the Kansas Soybean Organization. We are bringing both of our groups together. They have a very similar program in their state, so we're going to be bringing both of our groups of farmers together in Indianapolis next summer for the United Soybean Board's meeting in July, and we'll get to see some of what the national checkoff is doing with soybean checkoff dollars, and also bring folks together so that our farmers can meet with farmers from Kansas and kind of talk about their different operations and, just get to know folks from a different part of the country.
Sure, outstanding. So give us a timeline. When does everything kick off, and how do folks apply or get involved if they're interested?
Yeah, so our applications are going to be open on November 3rd. Okay. Those are going to be open through December 17th. It's a pretty simple application process. It's all available on our website, soyohio.org/OSIE. That'll take you right to the webpage. You can learn a little bit more, see a little bit more of the agenda, and go ahead and apply there. And we'll get back in touch with you soon because our first phase is going to kick off in January. So it's a little bit of a tight turnaround, but we're really excited to bring folks in. We have about 10 slots available for folks to come and join us.
And target audience for this program?
Yeah, so it's open to all farmers. I think it's important for all farmers to know what we're doing with their checkoff dollars. But we're really targeting younger farmers, as they start to get into the business so they can have a better understanding of how their beans move throughout the system and how their checkoff supports them and all of that. So again, open to all farmers, but we're really hoping to get some younger farmers to come with us and learn a little bit more about their checkoff.
Sounds like an exciting opportunity. I'm excited to see how it moves forward and learn more with the process. Again, talking today with Julia Brown. She's with the Ohio Soybean Council talking about the upcoming Ohio Soybean Immersion Experience. Julia, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at crop.com. coverage.com.
Joining me today is Dr. Laura Lindsay, OSU Extension soybean and small grain specialist. And Laura, we want to take a look back at this year's harvest, as soybean harvest is pretty much wrapped up across the Buckeye State. And boy, variability seems like it's the word of the day.
Yes, yes. Reports that I've heard from people, it's extremely variable within a county even. And our performance trials, our variety testing program shows variability across the state as well.
As you take a look at some of those yields that you guys plan in different parts of the state, what were some of the highs and lows that you saw?
Sure. Surprisingly, Henry County in Northwest Ohio, our late variety trial averaged close to 76 bushels per acre, which is extremely unexpected given the dry conditions. But there was adequate rainfall or soil moisture through July before that water turned off later in August and September. So we really think that moisture helped carry those soybeans through. Sandusky County, which is also the northern region, but a little bit further east, our average yields there were about 64 bushels per acre for our late maturing varieties, but that tends to be a sandier soil. So some differences there, I think, coming through due to soil moisture differences.
What was the high you heard around the state?
For us, our highest in our performance trials was Licking County. We had a few varieties go over 100 bushels per acre, which is absolutely outstanding for any year. Our average yield in Preble County for our early varieties was 92 bushels per acre. Down there, Preble County was also very good.
As you take a look, I know with Battle of the Belt, a lot of research done on planting date and which to plant first. This year, did it seem like soybeans benefited from that earlier planting date across the board, or not necessarily?
Yeah, our data is still rolling in. Corn's still out there. We're not completely harvested on the Battle for the Belt on the corn side. Soybean, though, we planted as early as March 27th in Wood County, and there was a small yield penalty of about 5 bushels compared to a mid-April planting date. But then going into those later planting dates, there were quite a bit of a yield reduction compared to that mid-April date, and only 5 bushels on that March 27th side. But extremely low plant populations when we plant that early. So planting date seemed really important in Northwest Ohio in particular this year. And right around that mid-April seemed to be the ideal time.
Very interesting. Again, my guest today is Dr. Laura Lindsay, OSU Extension soybean and small grain specialist, taking a look back at this past growing season and some of the yield results. Dr. Lindsay, thanks so much for your time today.
Yep, thank you.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.